The International Association of Agricultural Production Insurers, an organization with members in 30 countries, held its 33rd annual meeting in Kansas City this week to discuss the challenge of feeding a growing population and the role that crop insurance plays in that task. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack keynoted the event.
Crop insurance offers a lifeline to desperate producers. It is one of the most important, reliable, and cost-effective parts of the farm safety net here in the United States. Oftentimes, crop insurance can be the difference between a farmer going under because of a tough year or having a safety net that allows them to keep farming with time to rebuild their operation. In short, crop insurance gives producers here in the United States and around the world hope during tough times.
Vilsack talked about changes made to the U.S. crop insurance system in recent years.
Crop insurance continues to evolve, expand, and thrive. Since 2009, crop insurance companies have expanded by 61 new crop insurance offerings, which have been approved in the U.S. Crop insurance has expanded because it works for farmers and it works for our taxpayers. It works for farmers because it provides flexibility, allows them to plant whatever crops the market needs and wants. It provides them the confidence they need to take out loans and expand their operation. So when disasters strike, it provides them timely assistance so they can pay their bills at the end of the season. Crop insurance works for taxpayers because it doesn't pay a penny unless a farmer suffers a loss.
During a question and answer session, Vilsack was asked what he would tell European agricultural officials about why the U.S. now focuses on crop insurance instead of direct payments.
The direct payment program that we had before was hard to explain because it happened to be that we were making payments at a time when prices were at record levels. Taxpayers didn't quite understand that. But they do understand the notion of insurance because every person has insurance of one form or another. There's health insurance, there's auto insurance, there's home insurance. They get the understanding that if there's a risk, you pay a premium and you get covered. And so we did away with direct payments because it was politically difficult to explain why folks were getting paid when times were good. We substituted it with a program that pays people when times are tough. People get that.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.